You're listening to SBS News.
At 11 o'clock on November the 11th, more than 100 years ago, the Western Front fell silent after years of conflict. Australians are pausing to recognise the lives lost on a distinctly different Remembrance Day, with smaller gatherings because of coronavirus health rules. Victoria's opposition leader Michael O'Brien says it is a solemn event, and in Melbourne, servicemen and women will be remembered on the steps of Parliament.
This will be a Remembrance Day like no other. It's one where we won't be able to gather as a community, where we won't be able to honour the sacrifice as a group, but it's still important that we remember and that we thank those who've given so much so that we may live in freedom.
However, the sounds of the last post still resonated with the community, capturing attention each year in a moment of reflection. The Sydney Opera House had poppies projected onto the sails, a bright red symbol of flowers growing in spring despite the devastation of war. Dubbo RSL sub-branch president Tom Gray says poppies were one of the first plants to spring up on northern French and Belgian battlefields.
This poppy is an emblem of sacrifice, the symbol of life offered in the services of one's country, is a link between our comrades and us who remain. We will remember them.
This is an excerpt from the poem In Flanders Fields, inspired by poppies being presented at a New South Wales service.
Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset's glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields.
And the service at the Australian War Memorial in Canberra was streamed on television today because the event wasn't open to the public this year. In his address, Corporal Dan Keehan, a recipient of the Victoria Cross for Australia, says the public has been tested this year.
That we have persevered through bushfires and coronavirus, among many other things, is nothing short of remarkable. Our country has fought and stood for something every time our freedoms and our way of life were threatened. On Remembrance Day, it is important that we come together, pause, remember and honour those heroes who have shaped the very fabric of the nation that we hold dear today.
Almost 62,000 Australians died in service between 1914 and 1918 during World War I. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.